Well, hello and welcome back to Dedunking. And sorry to hit you with two shorter videos right in a row like this. I am working on longer response videos. You can count on that. I had three things really that kind of hit me in the last 24 hours that I really need to get off my chest all at once here. So let's just do it. The first one is I gave you guys some wrong information. On my video about the interior of the pyramids, I said that no other place that a pharaoh was intended to be buried was devoid of funerary inscriptions, and that's not true. The first dynasty mastabas and the mastaba for Shepseskaf all have no inscriptions. Now, they're mastabas, and there's a lot of debate about it, and they're widely separated in time frame, except for the one from Shepseskaf, but it is debated heavily as to what exactly is going on there. So I don't think it undermines my position on the pyramids not being tombs. However, I gave you guys wrong information. So number one, I have to correct that. Number two, I apologize for that. I am sorry. I did not mean and was not my intention to spread falsehoods. That's one of the reasons I made this channel, was to combat that kind of crap. So egg on my face, and I apologize. You can thank Akiel13, who I will show here, and I'm going to pin his comment on that video, and I'll respond to it and let him know that, yes, you're accurate, correct, thank you, I was wrong. So there is your correction, and there's your apology number one. The next apology, really, and I just really realized why and how this all came into being. I owe Emperor Tiger Star an apology for how hard I hit him in my video on him. I'm not sorry I made a video about him. The disinformation that he was spreading, even though he didn't mean to, was horrid. And a lot of people saw it, and it sat there unchallenged for two fucking years. So yeah, it bothered me. I didn't really realize that it was bothering me so much. And I always kind of get a little snarky before I make a video, because it's going to be fun, right? So by printing on the snark and being a little pissed off, I was kind of a dick, and I'm sorry, man. I shouldn't have been like that. So to you, Emperor Tiger Star, I apologize. I will definitely be sending you the link to this, and I'm sorry, man. I shouldn't have been such an asshole about it. And then the next thing I need to really get to is, Mini Minute Man spoiled me. I don't even know how else to put it. Even though he's a kid compared to me, that dude's a fucking stand-up guy compared, and I don't mean because he sent a bunch of people here and helped kickstart my channel. Yeah, that makes me happy, and that's like, yay, Milo, but I gave him criticisms, okay? Now, he had all these different ways he could have handled it, and I'm seeing now how other people are handling it, and Milo was by far the most mature of them, even though he's half their age. It was mind-boggling. Now, he didn't stop and make a bunch of response videos. The guy is kind of busy going to Turkey and like writing books and meeting with freaking guys that he's scheduled to meet with 2 months in advance at museums and shit. He doesn't really have time for a 2-subscriber dude at the beginning, but he sent people my way. He recognized the criticisms were valid, some of them, sent people my way to let other people make their own decisions, make other people make up their mind. And it was the most stand-up way to handle this. Emperor Tiger Star privated his video and admitted that he did it wrong, which is kind of like the Page 6 retraction in the Kitty magazine after running a front page headline that was bullshit for a year, but it was still better than nothing. So I got to give the guy that. There was some integrity there, although he still is responsible for spreading a lot of disinformation that he has left unchecked, which is kind of crappy, be honest. The third group, though, is guys like Stefan Milo, who are like begrudgingly admitting that it's wrong to withhold information. Like, he omitted the fact that Sweatman's paper on Göbekli Tepe's Pillar 43 is peer-reviewed. You guys that have watched my video on it are aware that I've complained about this already, and I gave him the benefit of the doubt, but thinking that maybe he didn't look it up. But now here we have him being like, well, you know, I guess maybe it was a problem. I'm showing him people that are commenting saying that it's not peer-reviewed. He's part of the reason that people think it's not peer-reviewed, because he just says it's gibberish. He doesn't address the fact that it's peer-reviewed. The next tier after that are these guys that are defending him that also have letters next to their name that also represent mainstream academia. And these guys are just like, well, you know, who cares? The paper's shit, so why would you tell anybody that it's peer-reviewed? Why does it matter that we portray this evidence properly to the public? So let me unpack my feelings about that for a second, keeping in mind that I was way too mean to Emperor Tiger Star, so I've got to just tone this way down. When you make an educational channel, like even me, I'm here making an educational channel, right? I'm not making freaking response videos to TikToks. I'm talking about stuff, the science-y and shit, right? I take it upon myself a degree of responsibility to make sure that I'm giving you accurate information. And if I'm not, I have to own that shit. I have to. I should not have made the mistake on the pyramid video that I did. I made the mistake. That was my bad. But I own it, and I'm going to probably own several more down the road. It is what it is. But when you make a mistake, and you have the veneer of scientific authority, you have the academic stamp of approval, people, society at large, assume certain things, man. They assume that you are going to do unbiased research. They assume that you're going to present it properly and fairly. They assume that even if you have feelings about things, that you are going to comment on it appropriately and present all of the pertinent facts and information so that the public can digest the science properly. They can form their own opinion with the data at hand. As a science educator, a science channel, a history channel in the case of Tiger Star, this is what people don't expect. It's the default setting. Compare that to when people watch Ancient Apocalypse or Joe Rogan. They know that some of the stuff that they're getting is probably bullshit. They know that if they listen to Graham Hancock, he's not leaning his stuff on peer-reviewed papers. They know that he's not leaning his stuff on science, that a lot of it is based on myth and a lot of it's spitballing. Anybody with half a brain on their shoulders and any respect for the scientific method will know that they have to treat Hancock's claims different than they have to treat a mainstream academic's claims. That's obviously not the case, and that is very problematic. When the people are discussing Graham Hancock's work and they are just literally deliberately omitting facts or justifying the omission of facts in order to forge a narrative, why are they combating Hancock to begin with? Because they believe that he's spreading bullshit? And then they go out there and spread bullshit. Lie by omission. Now, like I said in my video about Stefan, I understand that he might have not even known that it was a peer-reviewed paper to begin with. His response was on Twitter, he says that he didn't really think that it mattered, didn't think it was a big deal, which I don't even know what to say to that. But again, the people that support him were even worse about it. They're fine with just not representing peer-reviewed work as peer-reviewed work to the public. So, yeah, I'll keep making videos about shit like that. That's going to keep happening. I'm going to have to, like, keep my emotions in check and not be so snarky in those, because I don't want to have repeats of what I did to Emperor Tiger Star. He didn't deserve that. Just because he spread wrong information and some bullshit out there doesn't mean that he deserves to be raked over the coals. Anyway, sorry for the rambly rant. There's your two apologies, one retraction and a rant. I hope I lived up to the thumbnail or the title or whatever the hell I ended up putting together for this. You guys have a great evening. Thanks a lot. Some real videos coming soon.